You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
He can't breathe! 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 He can't breathe!
For the fourth consecutive day following the death of George Floyd, hundreds of protesters have filled the streets of the city of Minneapolis in Minnesota. Their chants describing the final moments of a man's life. The 46-year-old African-American George Floyd died following his arrest by a white police officer, Derek Chauvin, who knelt on his neck for almost 9 minutes. New vision obtained by CNN shows three police officers on top of Mr. Floyd, who is trying to tell them he's struggling to take a breath.
Mom, I love you. Can't do nothing. My face is gone. Please let me stand.
Mr. Floyd's death is similar to the fate that befell Eric Garner, an African American in New York, Staten Island, who died in 2014 after being placed in a chokehold by a white police officer. Mr. Garner also pleaded, "I can't breathe," over and over again, with his death giving rise to the Black Lives Matter movement. Mr. Floyd's death has reignited the rage over alleged police brutality and racism. In Minneapolis, buildings have been looted and set on fire, and hundreds of demonstrators defied an 8 p.m. curfew to continue violent demonstrations. The governor of Minnesota, Tim Walz, says the destruction needs to stop.
The disenfranchisement that went with what we witnessed with George's death is one thing, but the absolute chaos, this is not grieving, and this is not making a statement that we fully acknowledge needs to be fixed. This is life-threatening, dangerous to the most well-qualified forces that are out there facing this. So I want to acknowledge that. I'm deeply concerned.
The mayor of Minneapolis, Jacob Frey, says violence is not the way to achieve justice.
If you care about your community, you got to put this to an end. It needs to stop. You're not getting back at the police officer that tragically killed George Floyd by looting a town. You're not getting back at anybody.
There have been non-violent protests too, including a march where protesters chanted the dead man's name. The anger in Minneapolis has led to protests in dozens of other US cities. In New York, a police van was set on fire in Brooklyn, and water bottles and fireworks were used as projectiles, with police officers retaliating with pepper spray. In Michigan, a 19-year-old man has been killed in Detroit after someone in a four-wheel drive fired multiple times into a crowd of protesters staging a peaceful protest. And in California, protesters blocked traffic on a freeway near downtown Los Angeles. A state of emergency has been declared in the state of Georgia, with Governor Brian Kemp deploying the National Guard to respond to the mounting unrest in the state's capital, Atlanta. Atlanta's Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms says the violence does not honor the legacy of the civil rights movement.
If you want change in America, go and register to vote. Show up at the polls on June 9th. Do it in November. That is the change we need in this country. You are disgracing our city. You are disgracing the life of George Floyd and every other person who has been killed in this country. We are better than this. We're better than this as a city. We are better than this as a country. Go home. Go home.
There was hope the laying of charges would quell the violence, but some are appalled Derek Chauvin was only charged with third-degree murder and manslaughter. Former U.S. Army veteran Marilyn White took part in a protest near the White House. She says the arrests and charges don't necessarily mean justice.
I want to see the officers held accountable, not just charged, because charges don't mean nothing. Okay, being charged don't mean nothing. But when they got to do time, because had that been me, all I had to do is knock the officer down, and I got felony charges. He can kill a man and get, what, third degree charges? Really? We got to do better than that.
Sonia Lal, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.